Aku sudah masuk ke kebunku, tindaku pengantin perempuanku. Aku sudah mengumpulkan mur dan rempah-rempahku.
Aku sudah makan sarang maduku dan maduku.
Aku sudah minum anggurku dan susuku.
Makanlah hai sahabat-sahabatku, dan minumlah.
Mabuklah dengan cinta.
Chapter 5. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. I have gathered my myrrh with my spice. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat, O friends, drink, yea, drink abundantly, O beloved.
Aku tidur, tetapi hatiku bangun. Ada suara kekasihku mengetuk, bukakanlah batiku, dindaku sayangku, merpatiku idamanku, sebab kepalaku penuh dengan embun rambut ikalku, dengan ketesan embun malam.
I sleep, but my heart awaketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled, for my head is filled with dew and my locks with the drops of the night.
Aku telah menanggalkan jubahku, bagaimana bisa aku mengenakannya kembali? Aku sudah membasuh kakiku, bagaimana bisa aku mengotorinya kembali?
I have put off my coat, how shall I put it on? I have washed my feet, how shall I defile them?
Kekasihku mengulurkan tangannya melalui lubang pintu dan hatiku berdebar-debar karena dia.
My beloved put in his hand by the hole of the door and my bowels were moved for him.
Aku bangkit untuk membukakan pintu bagi kekasihku, tanganku berteteskan mur dan jariku beralirkan mur pada pegangan pengancing pintu.
I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, and my fingers were sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock.
Aku membukakan pintu bagi kekasihku, tetapi kekasihku telah berbalik, dan pergi, jiwaku menghilang, ketika dia berbicara. Aku mencarinya, tetapi tidak menemukannya. Aku memanggilnya, tetapi dia tidak menjawabku.
I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave me no answer.
Para penjaga menemukanku ketika mereka berkeliling kota.
Mereka memukuliku dan melukaiku.
Para penjaga tembok mengambil tuduhku.
The watchmen that went about the city found me. They smote me, they wounded me. The keepers of the walls took away my veil from me.
Aku menyumpahimu, hai putri-putri Yerusalem, jika kamu menemukan kekasihku, apa yang akan kamu katakan kepadanya, bahwa aku sakit asmara.
I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if ye find my beloved, that ye tell him that I am sick of love.
Apakah kekasihmu melebihi kekasih lainnya, hai yang tercantik di antara segala perempuan, apakah kekasihmu melebihi kekasih lainnya? Sehingga kamu menyumpahi kami demikian.
What is thy beloved more than another beloved, O thou fairest among women? What is thy beloved more than another beloved, that thou dost so charge us?
Kasihku berseri-seri dan kemerah-merahan mencolok di antara 10,000 orang.
My beloved is white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000.
Kepalanya bagaikan emas murni, rambut ikalnya bergelombang hitam seperti dagak.
His head is as the most fine gold, his locks are bushy and black as a raven.
Matanya bagaikan merpati di samping aliran air, yang mandi dengan susu dan duduk dalam kepeluhan.
His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters, washed with milk and fitly set.
Kakinya bagaikan petak rempah-rempah kumpulan, rempah-rempah wangi. Bibirnya bagaikan bunga-bunga bakung yang meneteskan titik-titikmu.
His cheeks are as a bed of spices, as sweet flowers, his lips like lilies dropping sweet-smelling myrrh.
Tangannya bagaikan batang emas yang penuh dengan batu-batu permata.
Perutnya bagaikan gading ukir yang dilapisi dengan permata safir.
His hands are as gold rings set with a beryl, his belly is as bright ivory overlaid with sapphires.
Kakinya bagaikan pilar-pilar marmer yang didasarkan pada alas emas murni.
Penampilannya bagaikan Lebanon terpilih seperti pohon-pohon arasnya.
His legs are as pillars of marble set upon sockets of fine gold. His countenance is as Lebanon, excellent as the cedars.
Mulutnya manis, segala sesuatu darinya didangkan. Inilah kekasihku, inilah sahabatku, hai putri-putri Yerusalem.
His mouth is most sweet, yea, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved, and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem.